Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron, and the Pleiadians and Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this higher vibrational energy will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Good morning. This is Julie Geigel, and I am joined by the lovely and awesome Susan Schuler and Terry Huberman. Hey, girl.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Yay, here. Yeah, so Susan's back. She's alive, risen from the dead. It feels like Easter. So we've got a beautiful show here. We are running with three hosts now. So we are excited and thrilled to get back to that beautiful number of three, my favorite number. And magical things happen when there's three of us. So this will be loads of fun, three different channelings. We're going to have that beautiful discussion at the end. So be sure to jump over on Facebook and join us for that if you'd like to watch us live. We do channel live on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. Immediately after the show, I upload this to YouTube so you can watch us in person if you're ever curious about what we look like. And we'd love to invite you to stay tuned for a free psychic reading at the end. So we're going to have Terry and Susan mute and stop their videos, and we are going to go ahead and move into some beautiful, lovely channeling. So I'm Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron and the Pleiadians, and I'm also an awakened healer. And you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And Susan and I have a very exciting class coming up, our Spring-Summer Lightworkers Mentorship Program. And we have an early bird special that ends this Thursday, 222. Another favorite number. I love numbers. 222. So be sure to take a peek at that. You can find more information on my website at juliegeigel.com. We will be talking about oracle cards, how to use oracle cards to expand your psychic and medium gifts. We'll also be talking about spiritual healing, how to use a pendulum and heal yourself. And we'll be exploring pet communication. And if I can remember what the fourth one is, it'll be a surprise. Maybe Susan remembers and she'll follow up in her segment. But that starts March 8th, and it's four awesome classes. You get Susan and I together. It's all online, so no worries if you're not in our area. I'm in Wisconsin. Susan's in California. We come together on this beautiful platform, Zoom. It's really super easy and lots of fun. So we hope to see you there with us for the Spring Summer Lightworkers Mentorship Program. All right, so we're going to get started. I'm just going to move my camera back a little bit there, and we're going to go ahead and ring those tincture bells to clear out any lower frequencies and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling. Welcome. I am Metatron, thrilled and delighted to join you here this beautiful day. And we welcome in the Pleiadians surrounding us with their love, their light, their beautiful, soothing energy. And immediately, we desire to take you into a beautiful, blessed healing. So allow yourself to sit back, to fall easily into this beautiful blanket of peace, harmony, hope. And as you let yourself relax into the peacefulness of this energy, imagine opening your heart. Imagine releasing any unforgiveness, any pain or trauma. Imagine being lifted up above your humanness into your spiritual self that is ever present, always available to you. We have come to share with you a beautiful energy forecast for the week. Even though your life may feel like you are lost or losing your footing, trust and know that we are with you. And oftentimes it helps to redirect your energy and focus on that which is going well in your life. Take time to celebrate your successes, for there are many. There will always be chaos somewhere, whether it's in the world, whether it's in your family, or whether it's a personal experience you are moving through for yourself. Chaos is part of being human. Let go of any charge that word may bring and allow yourself to move on the continuum of light. There is neither good nor bad. There is only ever what is. And as you shift your energy from chaotic experiences into celebration, adventure, and joy, it will bring you back into balance, into harmony, into peace. Oftentimes we see you going, doing. This week is a time of rest, a time of celebration, a time of basking in your successes. You may not be where you desire to be in your life, but you are constantly unfolding. You are a beautiful tapestry woven with glorious, brilliant, sparkling threads. And remember, all of your experiences create who you are. A unique individual being. Call in your spiritual team. Open to receiving their divine inspiration and wisdom as they continue to guide you toward more adventures, more joy, and more loving opportunities. So take the time to recognize the work that you've done. This will continue to expand and bring in more adventures on this incredible roller coaster ride that you've signed up for. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and this is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuller and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuller. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is psychic medium Susan Schuller. It's wonderful to be back. I took several weeks off, so I am raring to go here. Don't forget, and I can't remember if Julie mentioned this at the beginning of the show, we are accepting live callers towards the last segment, and the phone number that you can call in, if you'd just like to call in, is 202-570-7057. So I am a channeler who works with Jacob, who is a master teacher of the Akashic Records, and I was a high school English teacher before I started doing this work full-time for almost 25 years. And now I do my spiritual work full time. I do one-on-one readings in person, on the phone, on Skype, all over the world, and feel very blessed to do this work. I also do small group readings, and I have one coming up April 14th with another medium, Jules Davis, and she and I will be doing that on April 14th. And I also do mediumship demonstrations as well as psychic fun demonstrations. And my co-host Terry and I will be doing something like this on March 3rd, which we're very excited about doing. I'll be doing the mediumship aspect of it, and she will be doing the psychic fun. And I'm sure I'll be jumping in for the psychic fun, and she'll be jumping in for the mediumship, because that's kind of how we roll. And then, as Julie mentioned, we are teaching a spring-summer class. And she broke it down into the four elements. I believe the section she forgot was we will be tapping into the Akashic Records. So that will be a lot of fun. Any of the information can be found at my website for what I just spoke about. And my website is mediumsusan.com. So please do go to my website. Love to hear from you. So let me switch gears and turn off my visual right now and ask Jacob to step forward. Clear my throat. I feel a little out of practice, so I'm just going to take a nice deep breath in and ask Jacob to step forward. Good morning, beautiful souls. We welcome you to this wondrous new day. A day full of possibilities and untapped opportunities. As always, we are overjoyed to be joining you today. Let us begin by taking a very deep and enthusiastic cleansing breath. Inhale positivity, exhale negativity. Take this time to regroup, recenter, and recharge yourself so you can then begin to gain a clear view of all the wondrous things in your life that you have created. Yes, we remind you that these are things that you have created. They did not simply appear one day out of thin air. You have manifested and worked well to achieve all the beautiful things in your life which you now have.
We speak not of only material things, for although those have their time, and you can feel pride for them as well, at this moment, we only wish to address your feelings of a sense of accomplishment. You are here. You are a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday. Look around and take a small moment to assess all that you have. Don't focus on what you still lack or need to further strive for. Simply take a moment to reflect. Do so now, and we shall wait. Do you see it? Feel it? Do you fully comprehend it? These things and this life did not just happen. You worked hard to achieve these individualized goals, and now is the time to reflect and allow yourself to be proud about these things. Yes, we understand it is the job of your ego to try to divert the attention back to all you do not have, or that which you are currently missing. But that is not where we desire you to place your focus at this time. When you place the focus on your achievements in your life, you are focusing on the art of being grateful. You are celebrating that which you have and enjoying all the many gifts of the here and now. You are embracing the precious present, and since the present moment is the only true time, this too will further the new things you wish to invite in your life. Being grateful and enjoying each moment of every day will cause your personal vibration to resonate at a high frequency. And this vibration will further aid you in bringing in more desired things. So do not for one moment believe that leading a life that focuses on celebrating all the wondrous and beautiful things you already have could ever be a waste. It's actually the opposite. Live in the vibrational resonance of being a winner. For more winning things and successful people will be manifested into your life. You will begin to notice that those negative naysayers will fall away from your life. And in their place, new people will step forward who understand the importance of positivity and enthusiasm in all that which it brings. Goals should always be shifting and changing. So stop that limited belief system of Once I achieve A, B, or C, I will then know I have arrived and then permit myself to be happy. Being happy and joyous now, at this very moment, will not only make it more possible for you to better fully embrace all that you have, but you are opening up that happy door and loudly saying, "This is where joy lives. Come on in." Everything goes back to the level of enthusiasm and excitement you feel. And the more you feel, the more you send out, and thereby, the more you will receive back. And receive it in a quicker and more efficient time frame. This is one of the major laws of the universe. You have come to this school of life to learn. Stop believing that you can only ever learn when times are hard. Yes, there is much that can be developed within the self while dealing with life's challenges. But success, peace, joy, and appreciation can do just as much, if not more. Regardless of where you are at this exact moment in time, you can embrace and enjoy how you have gotten there. We love to feed your ideas when your minds are feeling less stressed. Those small moments when you let your guards down and enjoy the moment. This is Susan Schuler on Angel Talk Tuesday. Up next is Terry Huberman. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OMTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, guys. It's Terry. It's my segment now, and I just want to welcome Susan. It's very exciting to be with three fabulous co-hosts. So my name is Terry, just as a reminder, because I'm still kind of new here, and just wanted to tell you a little bit about what's going up and what I've got coming up in case you wanted to join the party. I've got this coming Friday, I've got a live Facebook going on with tarot reader Paul Jasek. And we have a live feed, so you can call, write in, not call in, any of your questions. And we go ahead and we give you answers based on various card readings that we do. It's a lot of fun. It's high energy. And that's this Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And you can find it on my Facebook page, which is Terry Huberman Intuitive Coach. So go ahead, like the page, and you'll get that live feed announcement that it's going to be going live, and then you can join us for that. Also, I'll be speaking at the Live Your Truth event through the Collective Game, which is a coaching company, on March 18th, and I'll be talking about your life purpose from a spiritual perspective. So I've got that coming up, which is a lot of fun. I do a lot of paranormal consultations as well. House blessings, business blessings are coming your way as well. And Susan and I have an event coming up on March 3rd. And it's going to be a psychic fun and mediumship event, as she talked about earlier. And that's pretty much, you know, that I've got going on. I'm on all types of social media, so I'm really easy to find. My website is terryhuberman.com. And on Instagram, you can find me. You can find me on Twitter, terryhuberman.com. You can find me on Facebook at Terry Huberman. And you just plug in Terry Huberman and you will find me. And we can connect and you can see all the fun stuff that's going on there. So we're about ready to get channeling now. I channel Team Terry is who I call them. We all have spirit team members and they all have wonderful things to say. So I'm going to go ahead and check in with them right now. So let's hear what they have to say to you about this week's energy. So just give me a moment here to connect with them. Here we go. Hello, everyone. We are so happy to be here. We truly enjoy speaking with you. And we are so excited to share with you the energy for this week. We are happy to report that this week will be a respite for you in terms of energetic roller coaster emotions of ups and downs. We know that you've been through what you would call the ringer. We know that you have changed. We know that you are no longer the person that you used to be. We rejoice in that. While you integrate and recalibrate, we want to let you know that this week is a week for you to be still. This is a week where we would like for you to take the temperature of where you are at. So it's important to breathe. The breath acts as a stabilizer, stabilizing where you have been so you can recognize where you are. We would like for you to take a brief moment now to look at where you were on January 31st of the year 2018. Just take a moment and see, think, and feel who you were on that day. Now, And as you remember and you recollect who you were, we would like for you to now imagine, think, picture, and even feel where you are today. And now you have the ability to reflect, to see, and to know the past of where you've come from. And we want you to really and truly feel and know how much change has happened to you and for you. You have a way of thinking and feeling that situations, events, and even chaos happen to you. We want you to know that it happens for you. Can you see and feel the propulsion you have made and how far you have come in this brief amount of time? We want you to acknowledge that because we are aware that it has not been easy at all. We want you to know that we've been with you every step of the way. It may not see or feel like that, but we are. We are helping you move forward. Take gratitude in where you've come and remember to breathe. Thank you for letting us come forward to share this with you. We hope you enjoy your growth and acknowledge exactly who you are becoming and who you were, and we love you. Thank you.
That was the amazing Terry Huberman channeling.
Hey, Julie, turn yourself up. We can't hear you.
That was the amazing Terry Huberman channeling her team, Team Terry. And we are live on Facebook right now. Welcome if you're watching us on, if you're watching our live video right now on Facebook, we're going to go ahead and go to get, hey!
Hi, guys.
There we are. There we are. Awesome. Yeah. You know, the technology getting into the swing of things. So welcome, everyone. If you're joining us here on Facebook Live, be sure to go ahead and put your name, your state, if you need healing, because we're here offering a blessed healing. But most importantly, we are here offering an energy forecast. Where is your energy best spent this week, right now? Tell me. Help me. So let's go ahead and start with Susan. Susan, what was your favorite part about the channeling today?
You know, it's interesting, Julie. With Metatron, when he started talking about our chaotic experiences and how we should kind of enjoy our chaotic experiences, because regardless of what we choose to do in life, we're always going to have those chaotic experiences. It's like it's just sort of the nature of the beast. He was just saying, you know, focus on the adventure, focus on the joy. And he used the word adventure, and I like that, because that is kind of what we have to do, is look at it as a grand adventure. And sometimes I'm not always feeling like I want to really embrace that grand adventure, but I think I need to. So that was good for me to hear.
Right. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I know Susan and I were kind of talking before the show, and I've been with my husband for 33 years, and we don't always get along, and last night wasn't a good night in our house. And so this morning, as I was meditating, I'm like, are you kidding me? Celebration? That's the last thing I feel like talking about today. But it was, I could really feel, and you know, I can feel a huge difference when there's three of us in the depth of my channeling. And sometimes I could really feel the Pleiadians coming in today, most definitely. And that vibration and that energy, and I could feel them kind of coming in and doing some work, kind of recalibrating, as Terry mentioned. So we could step in and really share some celebration, because there's chaos always, and the key really is to figure out how to get how to navigate through that and still be happy. Terry, what was your favorite part of the channeling today?
I feel that Jacob had a lot of like connection and resonation. I don't even know if resonation is a word. If it isn't, it is now. With me personally, because Jacob was talked a lot about gratitude, and I'm all about gratitude and the energy and the vibration of gratitude bringing more. So to me, I personally connected with that, and I have actually been feeling my weeks are a little bit different than like what a standard person's week might be. So I started to already feel moments of being able to embrace the gratitude. And for me, that has been able to kind of level out some of the chaos. So that when Jacob said that, I was like, yeah, I got that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're joining us live on Facebook, we'd love it if you'd stop by and say hi, post your name, where you're from in the newsfeed, send us some flowers. We're loving flowers today. Be sure to hit that like or love button if you like what we're saying. And don't forget to subscribe. We offer weekly energy forecasts here live. We're on Om Times Radio. And we're also, we have our live discussion here on Facebook every single week on our Angel Talk Tuesday page. So we have a live caller that we're going to take quickly. And her name is Aubrey, and she's from Los Angeles. Good morning, Aubrey.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Aubrey.
And how can we help today, Aubrey? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Did you have a question for us this morning, or did you just come to say hi?
No, I have a question, but also I don't want the person's name to be aired, if that's okay.
Okay.
I have a question.
That's fair.
About.
Sure.
So I'll say their name, and my question is, where do you see this person in my life, in their life, just so you know? So... his name is, can I say the name now?
Well, you are on air, Aubrey. You are on Times Radio, and then this is uploaded to YouTube, and this is also on Facebook. So it is all over the air. We can certainly try to tune in without the name if you prefer. It's totally up to you.
I mean, is it better if I say it?
Yes.
Johnny.
Okay, so you want to know where Johnny is in your life, or where he is in his life?
Yeah, like what's going to happen. Both, I guess.
Okay, so in terms of yourself. All right.
Jump in first.
Okay, go ahead.
I can, you know me, I'm always jumping right in there. Hi, Audrey, it's very nice to talk with you. It's interesting because when I look at what Johnny's going through right now, I feel like he's on a huge learning curve. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like you're sort of helping him a little bit to facilitate this next leap that he's going toward. When you talk about the two of you together, it feels more like it's important that you help him with this next phase. if you're talking about romantically attaching yourself to him, I'm not quite sure if I see that panning out in the way you want it to. All right? I feel like you're more or less trying to help him navigate through a new place. He feels like he has a very big heart and a very good heart. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. But to me, that's kind of the way that I'm seeing it. I don't know if Julie and Terry are seeing something different. Ladies?
I can jump in, but go ahead, Terry.
Sorry. I kind of feel like you guys are on two different pages here. And when you're on two different pages, it's really hard to kind of have that synchronicity or kind of compatibility. I feel like both of your hearts are in the right place, but where you are in life, they're just different places. So it just feels like as of this conversation that we're having, if you were wondering about how he's going to come back into your life or be in your life, because I feel like there might be a little separation. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. It just kind of feels like he's got some stuff to work on and you've got some stuff to work on. So it just feels like you guys are on two different pages right now. So it's hard to kind of come into the same vibrational playing field because you're both at two different places. So that's just what I get right now. That's just what I feel right now.
And I'm going to go ahead and jump in. I pulled a card from the romance deck, and the card that comes up is the honeymoon card. And what I'm seeing with the honeymoon card here, Aubrey, is that don't take things too seriously. So the honeymoon card is all about that energy of wild abandon. It's about being free, being happy. It's kind of what Metatron talks about, or all of us, what we channeled today. Find the places in the relationship where you can be grateful and take what you have and move forward with that instead of being frustrated or maybe angry or wanting things to be different than what they already are, because that keeps that energy stuck. So again, I'm just seeing a little bit more of a freedom in your energy, more of just kind of accepting what is right now, embracing what is and being present with what is instead of arguing with it or being angry with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome, Aubrey. Well, thank you so much for calling in today, Aubrey. And you have a beautiful week. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and shift back. We are talking about where is your energy best spent this week. If you're joining us here on Facebook Live, we've got Julia Wheeler. Good morning, Julia. She's over in Alaska. Woohoo! I bet it's cold over there.
I'm like, glad I have my heater on. That's all I
know. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we've been having some nasty weather, ice storms up here, and the whole week's going to be crazy. Yes. So your energy is best spent trying to find things to be grateful for, celebrating your successes, and really opening up to what's good in your life, trying to see through the chaos, trying to redirect your energy and realign, because there's a huge calibration going on right now, and I think that came up during the channeling today. We had that new moon and solar eclipse last week, so this energy this week, again, it's another wave of intense energy. So anything that's not working in your life is just kind of imploding, exploding, mm-hmm. And things that are working in your life also exploding, also things are moving really fast into another level. So we're going to do another round robin here. Susan, any other thoughts on the channeling today? What were your big takeaways?
Well, I talked a little bit about you, but the one thing, or I should say what Metatron was saying, the one thing that Terry was talking about with her gang, which we've got to name your gang, girl. We've got to name Terry's gang.
I'm like, is it the Galactic gang? Federation?
Like all these people kind of standing around, kind of like,
you know?
Anyway, but where she was talking about things happen for you, not to you. And I absolutely loved that. Because to me, when we say, oh, this is happening to me, it makes us sound like a victim. And there's one thing that I think none of us really want to do is to be that victim, because that's just a story we don't want to tell ourselves. Whereas when you're saying it's happening for you, it's a gift. All of the adversity that we're feeling, it's a gift. And that just really gave me a lot more power just to hear her say that.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And I know with Jacob, Jacob talked a lot about manifesting, and that, you know, all of the good that you've created in your life is actually a creation, that that it is a confirmation of your own power. So don't get hung up on things that aren't going wrong, because it's part of that evolution, that our evolvement. When you focus your energy on what has gone right and the manifestation that you've created in your life, the beautiful, beautiful manifestations of love, joy, peace, and harmony, that's when that energy begins to really expand and open up. And I think he made a really good point when he said, don't believe that it, celebrating, having these celebrations is a waste of time, because they're not, because it is that vibration. And that vibration, when we focus on good, we get more good. When we focus on bad, we get more bad. So again, some just beautiful reminders. I think it was everything we already knew, but I love hearing it from different voices in different ways. Terry, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, Metatron mentioned redirecting focus, which is so important, I feel, because how do I say this? Back to the law of attraction, you get what you concentrate on, you know, but I know it's a lot harder to, it's easy for me to say, yeah, just refocus and to do, but the reality is once you become aware of where your head is, then you can actually take that redirection. So almost it's like become aware, so it's like being really mindful and then redirecting. So, it's a challenge. I mean, that's the human blueprint, is just to kind of like just react immediately. But if we can become aware of the situation that we're in, and then we can go, oh, okay, this is where I am. I'm now going to redirect my energy into maybe thinking a thought that makes me feel even just a little bit better. That's already a vibrational shift, and already a change is happening. So, and then there's that ripple effect. So it doesn't have to be huge. People have these expectations of all these redirections and everything, and everything we experience have to be so grand and huge. But to tell you the truth, it's the tiny little things. It's the tiny things that add up to the big thing. So I loved when Metatron said that. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And yeah, it's every day we have a success, whether when we really take the time to stop and think about, okay, what did I do great today? What went well today? I mean, okay, I had a good hair day. Sometimes it's that, right? And I love your hair up, Terry. I wanted to say that. You're knocking that out.
Bad hair day.
No. You are sexy today, girl.
Oh, thank you. Team Terry is like, all right, we're going to do this for you. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't like it. Whatever. Okay, thank you.
No, gorgeous, gorgeous. All right, we're going to go ahead and give a reading to Julia Wheeler. She is in Facebook Live. Thanks, Julia, for joining us live here. And, oh, she says she likes your hair too, Terry. She likes your hair up too.
Thank you, Julia. You're my new best friend.
I know. Isn't she awesome? Okay. And so, Julia, can we pull a card for you? Can we... do you have a question? She did say, may I please get advice this morning? And so we are here waiting for you, Julia. Go ahead and post that in our news feed. If you're just stopping by today, be sure to stop by in the news feed and say hello. We have a like from Natalie Strickland. Thank you so much, Natalie, for your love this morning.
Hi, Natalie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're just going to go ahead and do, I call it a cold read. So we're going to go ahead and do a cold read for Julia. anything Julia might need to know right now today in her life. I'm going to pull a card from the healing deck. If any one of you girls are getting a hit, go ahead and jump in.
I, as always, I jump forward. To me, I feel like she needs to move especially slow. So when she's talking about advice, I don't really feel like this is like the jump in and sort of just dive forward with things that you're thinking about. I feel as though she's been considering things for a long time, and I still feel like she's in the considering stage. So I would tell her to kind of sit with things a little bit. I don't feel like her spiritual counsel has dropped in with her open ears the messages that she needs yet.
Okay. Okay. And she did mention relationships. So, Terry, any thoughts?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I decided to pull a couple of cards, and I used the Loteria deck, which is Mexican bingo. So I got some cards. I actually, in regards to this, I don't know how it fits in exactly, but I almost feel like there might be some travel happening. So it's either traveling, like, along the lines of, like, spiritual growth, or it's actual physical travel, but it's to basically kind of I got to slow down and just be aware, a lot of awareness of
awesome.
Where you are.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Terry. And just quickly, you got the abundance card from the healing deck. So we all love abundance in our life, most definitely. All right, everyone. If you're listening to this podcast, we'd love it if you would go ahead and subscribe. I'm Julie Geigel. We've got our beautiful Susan Schuler and Terry Huberman joining us. You've been listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. You can follow us on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. And if you haven't gone yet to our Apple Podcasts or YouTube, be sure to subscribe so you get this every single day.